They are not going by the directive of the National Council for Tertiary Education.
But the National Council says you should pay the same fees you paid last academic year.
The National Council is saying we should pay the fees we paid according to what the level we're moving to paid last year.
Okay.
Like me, for instance, I'm in level 300 reading Nature, Resources and Environment. That's my example. At last year, in my level 300, I paid 1,150. And then the level 400 has been paid 893.
So you are expected to pay, all things being equal, 893 cedis.
Exactly, sir. That means it's necessary, petitioning NCC, to come out and then make things clear for everybody to understand.
So you are seeking clarification?
Yes, sir. Not only clarification, we're also seeking that NCC reach out to them and call them on board to go by their directive. Because NCC or the parliament is beyond, it's above all tertiary institutions in Ghana.
Speaking to the issue, the Executive Secretary of the Council, Professor Mohammed Salifu, denied allegations by some students that UDS is charging unapproved fees. He said, by the investigations, all tertiary institutions are conforming to the directive not to charge unapproved fees. Professor Salifu warned recalcitrant schools.
They are not going by the directive of the National Council for Tertiary Education.
But the National Council says you should pay the same fees you paid last academic year.
The National Council is saying we should pay the fees we paid according to what the level we're moving to paid last year.
Okay.
Like me, for instance, I'm in level 300 reading Nature, Resources and Environment. That's my example. At last year, in my level 300, I paid 1,150. And then the level 400 has been paid 893.
So you are expected to pay, all things being equal, 893 cedis.
Exactly.
No institution, to my knowledge, has defined the directive.
Well, according to some students at the UDS, the university authorities have uploaded on the university's website fees they should pay for this academic year, and that is not in accordance with your directives.
I think this particular issue came to the attention of the Honorable Minister first, and he referred it to me, and I followed up with the authorities of UDS. From what they explained, I think it was a little bit of misunderstanding. The pro-vice-chancellor met the students last week, and I'm told that the student leadership actually issued a statement to their colleagues explaining that, what the university was doing was actually consistent with the directive that had been.